Hello, my name is Pablo Fernandez, and today we're going to be reviewing the book Mein Kampf. This is a very, very interesting read. I recommend this book to anybody who wants to learn more about Adolf Hitler's life. But anyways, getting into the book, especially the introduction, because it talks about his childhood. His childhood was actually very dark, to my surprise. I'd had no knowledge of Hitler prior to this book, but at the same time, his father died from an illness. He had a stroke, and then his mother died from breast cancer a few years later. He was an orphan for most of his childhood. The beginning really shows how he grew out of this innocent little child, and he became a man, really, just to say the best of it. He became one very early in his life. And what most people don't really know about him is that he really had no he had no compassion, he had no love for anything but two things, actually. He loved two things mostly in his life, and that was art and his country. And mostly art in the beginning, when he still had his parents, because he always loved to paint, but his father never actually accepted him into doing this. But after his parents died, he wanted to fulfill his father's dream of him becoming a politician, and he did that. He had a lot of pride in Germany. At the same time, though, in the middle of the book, towards the middle, in his mid-20s, he actually gets very angry towards Germany. No, Germany surrendered. He describes it as saying that Germany's leaders had betrayed their country, and this led to him being a soldier. He actually fought in World War I. So this war, actually, he made it out alive, but unfortunately some of his allies did not. And this is very tragic, but at the same time, this grew him into the person he would be later. Looking into the book, it says that once he became leader of Germany, he focused mostly on the youth. He had a Hitler's youth program, and that focused mostly on the children and the young boys to become military soldiers. And this is a very good tactic for him doing, because most people just don't focus on the children, and that's what you really need to focus on. It may seem harsh, but they are the future leaders of the country. At the same time, he also goes to explain how the Jewish people, he had a very strong hatred for him, but I'm not gonna go into that. At the same time, let's go into why he actually went into politics for the first place, because, well, as you all know, he wanted to be an artist in the beginning. And, well, you gotta understand why he went into politics and why he didn't go into art. He didn't go into art because his parents died, and it seemed like he wanted to honor his parents' will for him to be in politics. He did not actually want to go into politics, but yeah, he had no other option. He at first hated politics. He didn't want to be a quote unquote civil servant, but he later figured out that those were the people who were actually making the decisions. So he had immense pride in his country, but that's why he became one in the beginning. But at the same time, you have to realize that he really had nothing, because, well, he lost his parents and he didn't have that much family around. And so when his father died and he didn't even support his dream, and his mother died and nor did she, he kind of gave up the dream of being an artist. So politics is his only option in his eyes. So he did that. And honestly, there was so much decision making that I could have seen anywhere, like any little change that could have happened in his life, and he wouldn't be where he was towards the end of his life. But obviously the end of his life isn't mentioned in this book. So, well, let's go into towards the last part of the book. And the last part of the book, he mostly talks about like all the nations together, and he talks about the beginning of World War II. And, well, not so much of his strategies, but his reasons towards why he's actually proceeding in this war, because he has immense, like I said, immense pride in Germany. And now the rest of the book really mostly focuses on Austria and all those other places that he was involved in, like Vienna and Munich. Throughout the entire book, he mostly focuses on how his past affected his future. I mean, he may not say directly, but one can infer indirectly that his past was very dark. His parents died. He didn't have much love from anybody. He mostly had just the pride in his country. And he goes on to say that he's actually thankful for the hardships, like the family dying and the poverty and the war that he just went through, because he says that it actually made him much stronger than he was before, and it prepared him for the challenges that lied ahead. But that being said, that concludes our podcast today. Thank you for listening, and my name is Bob Fernandez.